Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today is August 12, 2017, and we're here live for the next 2 hours, and we've got an action-packed show ready for you this week. And we're going to start it right off. We got hard breaks coming up, so we're going to maintain our time schedule. And I'm going to tell you the first thing I do to get my day going is, like I tell you every week, I go to Sefco Hilltop here in Cameron and get my cup of fresh morning Joe. I get the extra large size. Go there today. Go there every day. Get your Joe. Get your coffee, your cigs, your smokes. Tell the girls you said hi. Tell them you heard it on the radio. And just give them a big wave. Tell them I sent you. But enjoy your coffee, your fresh Joe from Sefco. And that'll get your day going. Now, we've got a lot of things going on. I'm going to give you show highlights for the rest of the show. And then we'll hit License to Carry in just a minute. Today, this is going to be good. Today, I have special true stories in real life. Okay, I'm going to be playing for you two real 9/11 recordings, 911 calls of two women. Each woman will have a different outcome. Ladies, I need you to decide. I need you to decide after listening which one you want to be. This is going to be very important. Okay. Now, in the License to Carry Attorney segment sponsored by Coppolino, Dodd, and Krebs Law Firm, we will be discussing the new knife laws taking effect September 1st. Now, there's always been questions on what's legal and what's not. And, well, after this segment, we're all going to know what it is, okay? So we'll have our attorney extraordinaire, Benton Ross Watson, explaining it, breaking it all down for us. Today's topic of interest segment, I'll go over all the upcoming events that you can participate at Aaron's. And again, have on my special guest, Mark Boyer. He will tell us about the upcoming Ruck March to remember Second Lieutenant Darren Andrews and Master Sergeant Price. At 11 o'clock, the voice of law enforcement, retired police chief Randy Dixon, the incubator of information, the caretaker of congeniality, the expresser of experience, and all-around good guy, retired police chief Randy Dixon, the voice of law enforcement. Today's product spotlight segment, sponsored by ANC Firearms and Heidenhammer, is the Mossberg 930 semi-auto 12-gauge shotgun. Take a look at it on my Facebook page at aaronsgunshop.com. And there's lots of flavors when it comes to shotguns. This one may tempt your taste buds. And my special guest will be, again, retired Green Beret Mark Boyer, discussing with me and you things to think about and do if your life is in danger and you're in a crowded environment. This is very important. You know, we always talk about the perfect scenarios, and there is no perfect scenario. And if you become a position of self-defense in a crowded area, it escalates big time. And nobody said protecting your life was going to be easy. So we'll listen to Mark, see what he's got to say. He's a man of practical experience and give us lots of information. Now, with that, I'm going to move right into our NRA segment, which I pretty much do a lot of different things, and I get information from different sources. But today, let me recap something. On the 26th of this month, I'm going to be having a ladies-only home defense, self-defense home invasion seminar, and it's going to go over a lot of things. I'm going to read to you the flyer that we post on the website and that we hand out to tell you what's going on, and then we're going to play a couple of 911 calls. First, in the seminar, we go over mindset and philosophy. And as you hear these 9/11 calls, you're going to understand the concept of mindset. Very, very important. We're going to go over gun safety and handling, how to reload, how to point shoot, which is critically important when it comes to self-defense. Handgun round robins, and we just had our round robin competition last night, went fantastic, and these handgun round robins in the seminar teach you how to utilize different guns under stress. Room clearing, God forbid somebody breaks into your home. Student scenarios, live fire shooting drills, and we'll show you some special equipment, some nice to have types of things. Now with this is an all day course, we go over all this from A to Z. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm specifically talking to the ladies right now, the last thing you want to do is be a victim. So what we're going to do right now is, Trey, we're going to play a 911 call from a girl named Sharon. And it's about a minute and 38 seconds, I believe. It's going to be a little staticky, so listen hard. But I want you to see, ladies, I want you to decide who you want to be. So, Trey, let's go ahead and play that and listen up. Crank up those radios in your car. Here we go.
Baby. Sharon, are you still there?
ladies and gentlemen, ladies specifically, is that who you want to be? Is that who you want to be? Mindset was out the window. There was no mindset. There was no composure. There was no training. There was no preparedness. Do you rather, would you rather be Sharon or would you rather be Donna? Trey, let's play Donna.
Lincoln County 911.
Yes, this is Donna Jackson. There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in. He's hollering and yelling. I have a gun.
Okay, okay. And you have a gun?
Yeah, yes, I do. I do not have it out.
Okay. Just, I want you to stay.
Gun and I will use it.
I want you to stay on the line with me.
I will. He is banging on the door.
Okay.
I need him now.
Okay, they're rushing. And you're there by yourself?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, my husband's at work. He's getting close to the door. I'm going to go ahead and get the gun out.
Can you understand what he's saying at all?
Well, he's crazy. He's crazy.
I can hear him yelling. Okay, County 13 is advising that you can defend your property if you need to.
I don't want to have to kill this man, but I'll kill him graveyard dead man.
I understand.
All right. Oh, crap, he's breaking in.
He's breaking in now.
He's breaking in now.
He's breaking
in. Gun on him. He's kicking the door. Please hurry.
Hurry. How far out
is he? Please hurry. I have to kill him, ma'am. I don't want to kill him.
I understand, ma'am.
Oh, he's got it. He's out of here, ma'am. I'm putting him down.
Ma'am?
Hurry. Dear God, hurry.
Okay.
Not yet. Hurry.
Can you... Oh, my God. Ma'am, is your phone a cordless phone?
I shot him going out front. I hit him.
He's got him.
God, help me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, ladies specifically, who had good mindset? Who had good control? Who was prepared? Who was ready? It sure as heck wasn't Sharon. Donna had it going. She maintained herself. She called up, did what she had to do, didn't really want to do it, but did what she had to do. She was prepared. Who do you want to be? It's August 26th. I've got a class, and I can help you get your mindset ready. So with that, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the High Cap Adventure page, check it out, give me a call, give me an email, whatever you want. Give us a call, 254-697-6633, or an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. I'm going to move on now to an opinion piece that somebody else wrote that there's a lot of points in it that I like, and this is an individual that I follow quite a bit, and I'm going to read it to you now. The United States has become a nation of sheeple. It's by Michael Snyder. You can either follow the herd or you can decide to find your own path. One of the things that greatly frustrates me is that so many Americans allow other people to do their thinking for them. We have become a nation of sheeple, and the vast majority of the shepherds that we are relying on for guidance are frauds and imposters. Amen to that. The blind are leading the blind, and we are slowly but surely committing national suicide. If a lot more of us don't start to learn to think for ourselves, I fear that the vast majority of the population will never wake up until it's far too late. Let me ask you a very simple question. What's on your mind today? If you're not preoccupied with work or with family matters, then you are probably thinking about something you have just been fed through the mainstream media. Just think about this for a few moments. When you're sitting around the dinner table or you're chatting with someone at work, what do you tend to talk about? If you're like most people, many of our conversations will be about something that you saw on the news, a new movie that you just watched, or a sporting event that has just happened. Most of the time, we believe certain things are important because someone else has told us that they are important. And the most prominent voices of all are the six gigantic media corporations that control about 90% of the news, information, and entertainment that we get through our televisions. I know that statistic is a bit hard to believe, so let me share a little excerpt from a fact-checking website called truthorfiction.com. Summary of e-rumor. Six corporations own 90% of news media companies in America. The truth? The claim is true. News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, CBS, and Comcast own 90% of the TV stations, radio stations, movies, magazines, newspapers that 277 million Americans rely on for news and entertainment. Of course, those six corporate behemoths are owned by the elite of the world, and that is why the news never seems to change very much, no matter where you get it. It is imperative that we understand that everyone, even me, your host who's reading now, has an agenda. My agenda is the truth. I want to just get out the common decency truth. Back to the article. Every single movie, television show, documentary, and news program is trying to shape how you think. Sadly, many people completely disengage their mental filters once they sit down in front of the television, and they just passively consume whatever programming that is offered to them without even thinking twice about where it's coming from. Earlier today, I discovered that the following story was trending online, and it's, here's the quote, or the title of it. This calf looks suspiciously like Gene Simmons, and people want answers. Why is this story trending? Well, the truth is that at some point, a big media gatekeeper somewhere decided that this is something that we should all be focusing on. Am I about to get cut off? Anyway, I'll cut it short. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, find the truth. Start asking questions. Stop listening to everybody and believing it's true. If it sounds interesting, go find the facts out for yourself. We'll be back in a minute.
Power. Sometimes you just need more. But what do you do when that yard equipment needs more or just isn't working like it used to? The answer is Cameron's Bold Engine, formerly Cameron's Heat Company. For friendly service and quality work, stop it at 408 West Bath. They provide all your outdoor power equipment needs. Check out their selection of Echo, Snapper, and Zero Turn Big Dog Mowers. Power through the summer with Cameron's Bold Engine. Call 254-697-3452 or stop in at 408 West Bath.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com. When calamity strikes, will you be ready? Centex Tactical Gear in Temple has your military surplus equipment, gun accessories, duty gear, first aid supplies, bug out bags, and so much more. Call Centex Tactical Gear at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Centex Tactical has both new and used clothing and equipment to fit your camping, hunting, or prepping needs. Call Centex Tactical in Temple at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com.
Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm focuses on cases involving asbestos exposure, mesothelioma, birth trauma, defective products, and injury and death resulting from car and truck wrecks. Call the tough, experienced injury attorneys at Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron. Call 888-MESO-FIRM or 254-697-4965.
Welcome back, everybody, to Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, it's August 12, 2017, and we are now in our License to Carry Attorney segment, and I've got attorney extraordinaire Benton Ross Watson sitting to the left of me right here. How you doing, Ross?
Yeah, I'm good, man. We got a good show. We got some stuff that is generally educational and be good for people to hear.
Okay, well, it's going to be talking about the September 1st laws coming into effect about knives, but before we did that, Ross, I wanted to read an article here written by John Stossel, and it's titled "Following TSA Gun Guidelines Doesn't Help in New York." And the reason this is sensitive to me is, from I'm originally from New York, and I had a situation up there, and these guys are ridiculous. So I just wanted to show you what we got going on down here in Texas. Have a gun license? Plan to bring a gun to my hometown? Don't. Mean New York authorities will make your life miserable. Patricia Jordan and her daughter flew here from her home state of Georgia. She wanted her gun nearby for protection. Jordan obeyed all the Transportation Security Administration rules. She put her gun in a locked TSA-approved case with the bullets in a separate case. She informed the airline that she had a gun. The airline had no problem with that. In New York City, she kept the gun locked in her hotel room. She never needed it, but her daughter told me, "I was glad she brought it just in case something did happen." When leaving the city, Jordan followed the TSA's rules again. At the airline counter, she again told the agent she wanted to check her gun, but this time she was told, "Wait." Next thing I know, they're getting ready to arrest me. Her daughter was crying, "Please don't arrest my mom." But New York City cops arrested her, jailed her, and told her she was guilty of a felony that mandates a minimum 3.5 years in jail. Jordan's ordeal is not quite unique. Roughly once a week, New York City locks up people for carrying guns legally licensed by other states. Another Georgia visitor, A.V. Wolf, was jailed, although he didn't even have a gun. He just had part of a gun, an empty magazine. He brought into the city because it wasn't working well, and he thought a New York friend might repair it. He couldn't believe he was going to be arrested. Somebody could have done more damage to an individual with a fork from McDonald's, Wolf told me. Wolf, too, checked with the TSA beforehand. They just said to declare it the TSA agent, so he did. I'm telling them I have this magazine here. It's empty, no bullets. Next thing I know, they're pulling me over to the side. They're like, "Do you know what you have in your bag?" "I know what I have in my bag. I told you what I have in my bag." Following TSA instructions didn't do Wolf any good. Fast forward about an hour, and it was four Port Authority police there. The chief of LaGuardia Airport is there, as if they thought they found somebody trying to do a 9/11 repeat, he said. They asked me if I had a gun license. "Of course I have a license. I'm from Georgia, and everybody there's got a gun license." And they're like, "Well, sir, you're going to be arrested now." Wolf and Jordan spent less than a day in jail, but each had to pay lawyers $15,000 to bargain for felony charges down to public disorder. "We are not going to apologize for enforcing our gun laws," Assistant District Attorney Jack Ryan said. "Well, screw you, pal." That was me speaking. When I confronted him about these pointless and cruel arrests, he said, "New York City enforces law humanely and as compassionately as we can. You're full of it, and you know what I'm talking about. But as the system is neither fair nor humane, Patricia Jordan kept her bullets separate from her gun as the TSA regulations require. The officer could not even find my bullets in my suitcase. I had to show him where they were. That didn't matter," said the DA, "because the gun and bullets were in the same suitcase. Under New York law, if they're together, they're loaded," Ryan said. "They're loaded even if they're not loaded," I asked. "Yes," he said. I called him a sadistic bully. Okay. He replied that New York City must make sure people are not threats. I just want to vomit. New York claims this keeps us safe. Screw you again. People like Jordan and Wolf actually make us safer. Texas data shows licensed gun owners are 7 times less likely to murder someone than a non-licensed person. They also prevent some crimes. Nationwide crime has dropped as the percentage of people with concealed handgun permits has risen. Licensed gun owners aren't the problem. Crazy laws and callous prosecution are. And this is my personal comment to New York State. Screw you. Anyway, Ross, welcome to the show.
To all or most of my clients out there, you saw that $15,000 to their lawyers.
I was wondering what you were going to say.
So just so you know, my fee is more than reasonable.
And how do they get a hold of you, Ross?
254-605-4140. That's 254-605-4140. Here in Cameron, that's 105 East Main Street. That's my primary office location. You can find me or email me at benton@watson.legal, or go contact Rick Dodd and he can find me.
Fantastic. You know, it's always a pleasure having on you here because I never know what's going to happen next. We get so engaged. It's enjoyable. I go and watch the videos again. I'm looking at us, you know, going back and forth at it. It's great. But today what we're going to do is we're going to be talking about knives, swords, and daggers, because September 1st, the new rules apply, the new laws apply about carrying knives. And so I wanted to go over some things like how do they apply to knives, like they do to handguns, signage, talking about different types of blades, and anything that you feel that is pertinent to this conversation. So, Ross, take it away.
I like your last question. I didn't even look at that. Maybe I should have been more inquisitive as far as the notice provisions, although I do have some notice issues that I wanted to bring up. So if you guys don't know, House Bill 1935 was one of those laws that was trying to be put into effect. There were a lot of lobbyists trying to push for this, and it wasn't just from the lobbyist standpoint. There was a big social push, especially within the legislature, as far as the gun control was heading. And so we would have already had the new knife law into effect, but then right I think the day or day before that it was about to be signed, the UT stabbing incident happened and kind of set this back. And so it made a lot of people really question. I think maybe there may have been some more limitations because of what happened at the UT campus. But as far as it is right now, I think that it is does put forth a more fair result in many, many, many cases. So what it does is 4601 defines what, you know, the prohibited weapons. It defines illegal knives. And it is talking about specific things like what we talked about. What is the Bowie knife, the switchblade knife, the any knife that's over 5.5 inches and meets one of those criteria. Anything that we had another one. What are those? Like they're darts, almost. We were talking about them. But
oh gosh!
There's a list. There's a list daggers, of knives. Daggers? There's a list of knives. Yeah, daggers. There's a list of knives on there. But now we don't have to worry about it. It's very simple. If it's over,
we saved a tree. We don't have to write all that stuff on a piece of paper.
Exactly. Okay. We don't have to do acronyms again that were terrible. So you know. So we have now just if it's over 5.5 inches, then it is a location restricted knife. It's not an illegal knife, right? It is location restricted. So if you got a Bowie knife, you got a machete, you got any one of these things, it's not an illegal knife. It is a legal knife, but it may be location restricted. Okay. And so that is what the law does. And so really, it used to be a crime, just like a handgun, to carry it when you're not on your own premises or when you weren't en route or in your motor vehicle. Okay, but now the only time generally that it is illegal to carry a knife that's over 5.5 inches is if you're a minor. If you're a minor and you're not on premises that you control, you're not en route or in your motor vehicle, right, and you're not supervised by a parent or a guardian.
It sounds like license to carry laws.
It's even better from that standpoint. Okay. You don't need a license to carry these things. You don't have to go through a big permitting process, and you would be able to carry these probably, I guess, openly, from what it looks like to me, unless you fall within one of these places that are prohibited.
So I could basically wear two samurai swords crisscrossed on my back, walk downtown, and not have an issue unless it's a location-restricted area.
That's the way I'm reading it. I mean, but I don't know that I necessarily am advocating to do that, but I'm sure you still have public disorder issues. And if it's over 5.5 inches, right, then it is a location-restricted knife, and you can't go into these locations. You can't go into any premises that is licensed to or permitted or licensed to sell alcohol. This is not if the business derives 51% or more of its income from the sale of alcoholic beverages for on-premises consumption. You also cannot go to the premises of the high school, collegiate, or professional sporting event or interscholastic event unless you are a participant in that event and the knife is going to be used in that event.
See, this is paralleling license.
It does. But this definitely does not have as many restrictions. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you don't need a license.
And let me make a comment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to become part of the show, ask Attorney Benton here some questions or give me some positive comments, and you can give all the negative ones to Trey. You can call us here at 254-697-6633. 254-697-6633. Go ahead. What do you got?
Now, does that just knives and swords and things like that, or is that any blade, like some of these real fanciful things that they make, or like an axe or hatchet,
you know,
or whatnot?
Walking Dead, he carries a hatchet. So how does that work?
So if it's over 5.5 inches long, and I would say the blade portion, right, you probably can have, you know, a situation where you could have been in trouble. But again, that you would have had a problem if you're working at a place with the axe that you're supposed to be working, or having it in your car, that would meet the definition for being an agent, right, of the owner, right, which would be make you in control of the premises, right, or it would have made you in your car carrying the weapon. Now, if you're chasing zombies out in the middle of the street,
that's coming.
You're going to probably have another problem with civil commitment issues for mental emotional problems versus criminal law.
Well, what about spears?
Man, you guys are just landing on me today.
I would say that you could still
fall into the course of a prohibited weapon, but I don't think that spears fall into a prohibited weapon. I would think that I don't know the federal law topic.
I'm kind of messing with you here. Let's get back into the track notes.
But this is what the law says right now as far as knives are concerned, and we're talking about knives being any kind of blade that is over 5.5 inches as being a location-restricted knife. And so if you're asking me all these questions, all I can tell you is, hey, You can carry it as long as it's not within one of those restricted locations.
Well, you know what it is? I've been going over this, and I look at it in the black and white version, but then when we start talking like this, I come up with these scenarios that could potentially happen in real life. For example, can I carry that knife concealed?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
I don't know. Because things that are black and white in the law book doesn't seem to apply when you go to the courtroom.
So. Yeah, this doesn't talk about concealed or not concealed. So you can just carry the knife, period.
Okay. Well,
and so you could walk down there. I'm going to go buy you some Jerry Spence type outfit. Looks like, Davy Crockett? And you can have your Bowie knife. Hanging with your pistol with the cherry colored
grips. My pants are
going to
fall down. I got so much weight on them.
and your license to carry badge.
Matt and his skunk skin cap.
Yeah, that too. I'll stick with my digital cap here.
There is a couple other places, and it is kind of parallel too, but not as many places like the amusement park, the churches, the schools. You cannot go into the schools. It's the same law that we've already talked about that applies to the regular illegal knives to begin with, but now it's called a location restricted knife because all knives are legal, right? But there is location restrictions. And so the one thing I was going to point out, and yeah, I don't know about the notice provisions. I didn't see any when I was going back through the bill, and I didn't see any on the new laws coming up, but I really wasn't looking for that. But I was curious as to the notice provision. And you see, I was kind of a little ambiguous about the license or permitted to sell alcohol. And that is because in the 46.3, it says on the premises of a business that has a permit or license issued under several different chapters of the Alcoholic Beverage Code, right, that derives 51% or more for on-premises consumption. Well, another location within the code and some other cases that I have read and some other situations that I have come across have said that the premises, it was unlawful carry for it to be on premises, a license or permitted premises that sells or services for alcohol. And that is in the, I believe it's in 46.2, which is just right before.
Recap that for me. Say that again.
So in 46.2, it has a different definition of premises, right? And in 46.3, it has a different definition of premises. And in 46.3.5, there's a different definition of premises. And in the Alcoholic and Beverage Code, there's a different definition of premises, right? And so we have, I have come across these cases, and there's at least three that I've come across. Cummings and Terry are the two major ones, and you're arguing back and forth. You have these courts, one saying no, it's the Alcoholic Beverage Code provision of premises that's going to apply, and it's going to be, or this other case talking about no, it's this definition that applies, which isn't a thing, which would be one of those code sections that has nothing to do with alcohol.
So
it was a defense. Premises was a defense. If you're on your own premises, you can carry a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that provision was talking about. Well, they were saying premises then included anything that you could possibly be inside your control. And that presents a problem, because what if you have a bar owner that lives in his bar, and you have somebody that walks by and happens to traverse across his yard with a knife or with a handgun, period. Doesn't matter, either one. And they're traversing across the yard. Are they now on a carrying on property that's licensed? Which one is the premises? Is it inside the bar? Is it on the front porch? Or is it the yard? Because each one of them would give you a different interpretation.
I would assume these problems come up because, I'll give you an example. You know, we have the right to carry out in the open, concealed. You can carry a long gun, not a problem. But if you're going to be foolish about it and start causing people to raise their eyebrows.
Like wearing two samurai swords?
Exactly. Yes, you can do it, but the culture, the people are not prepared for this at the moment. Or somebody's going to freak out looking out their kitchen window and seeing a guy hiking with his son with an AR-15. He's going to be saying, I just think it's kind of odd that there's somebody walking down the street with a samurai sword, okay?
It's
like they're totally in the right, but because people can't handle it because they're watching mainstream media and their brains are mush and they just can't figure out life in general, they're going to call the cops and you're going to have this hassle. You're going to have a C.J. Grisham on the sword side of things. And you're going to go, I'm telling you, somebody's going to get busted for carrying a sword, and it's going to be a C.J. Grisham repeat.
And the difference between a sword and a sword is always ready to go. You know, sometimes you got to load a gun.
Well, you got to take it out of its scabbard, I guess.
Well, is it in a scabbard?
Sheath? Scabbard?
Okay.
We're getting technical here. The bottom line is this.
You ever seen those guys pull it out of that scabbard, man?
What I was trying to get at, though, is this. If we're going to be dramatic about it, what you're talking about, the confusion in these laws and premises, is probably going to become more prominent. If somebody's carrying a basic 5.5-inch knife or a hunting knife that goes up to 7, 8, 9 inches and it's on their side, and you're controlling yourself in a professional manner, you're not threatening, you're not doing anything, nothing's probably going to happen. I'm just saying, all this confusion with these premises and the potential for you getting a legal problem is because you may be extravagantly trying to show off these beautiful knives, swords, daggers, or spears, and somebody's not going to get it, and they're going to cause you a hassle. Would that be a fair statement?
That's a fair statement.
Okay, I should have been an attorney.
But, man.
Did you know I have a whole family of attorneys?
Yeah, you told me. I guess you can't choose your family.
It's in my blood, dude. Okay. All right, keep going. 254-697-6633. Give us a call. Give us a comment. Make a statement. Whatever you want. We'll see if we can get it.
I will answer the spear question. So the spear was listed, which I thought the spear was listed. Okay, and sword was listed. I thought it was listed, and those are now crossed out. Right, and so those will be included in this. So yes, I guess you could.
Well, my son will enjoy that tremendously. Okay. All right. What else we got?
Well, that's it. I wanted to comment on the New York thing. I have a couple buddies in New York, and in my opinion, I'm looking at this, and knowing New York, it's just a money grab.
It's mafia up there, man. Total mafia.
And so I had buddies, and they're reasonably law-abiding citizens. Now, in college days, that was questionable, but at this point in time, they're very successful people, and they're very responsible. And this was a older woman here who obviously took responsible steps to try to make sure she was following the law. She was trying to do everything she could. Even this other guy was ridiculous. Nobody would know that clip, that magazine by itself, was illegal without anything else. And by the district attorney's own terms, it doesn't make sense why that was illegal, because it wasn't loaded. And so when I'm looking at this, though, remembering the stories that my buddies tell me, that they, one guy said, one of my friends said, he had been arrested 3 times for DWI up there. I said, dude, you've been arrested 3 times? He's like, nah, dude, this happens all the time up there. He's like, I paid like $10,000, and then it was just dismissed. All three of them. I don't have one DWI on my record. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, so they were just getting you because they knew you were going to pay it out. You were from out of state.
They got your money. Yeah.
Right. And so I'm looking at this, and I'm going, yeah, $15,000 to the lawyers. If there was that, there was a lot more going to the state.
Almost every state, if not all of them, are racket. I'll tell you why.
I'm driving across country
in a car that's got manufactured tinted windows, and I go to the state of Georgia, and the cop pulls me over and says, you know, I noticed your windows were a little dark. He puts this thing on the window and says, you see, the light's not coming through it the way it's supposed to. We could fine you. And I'm like, this is ridiculous, man. They got to pay their cops and all this kind of stuff, so they're racking in this money from all different sources. It's a racket.
Yeah, they weren't. I don't ever see them really probably trying to go after that slave like that. They were just hoping to get some money out of her, and they did. And then they wrote an article, and hey, they're just letting you know we're going to keep doing it.
Was there something else you want to talk about case wise, or we're not going that way?
Yeah, we're not going that way. Okay. Yeah, we may bring that up later. We have some interesting real life stories that we may get to at some point. But
okay, so September 1st, the new laws for knives come out. And you said, well, every 2 years, they come up with the new laws and things take effect every 2 years.
Yeah, no kidding.
So be prepared. In the next 2 years, a lot of other things are going to come up. But people are saying, oh, my gosh, knives are going to be on the street. All mayhem's going to happen. But I'll tell you what, man, you can do some serious damage with a knife. Have you ever seen some injuries with knives?
Yes.
It's incredible. I got pictures that I show in my license to carry classes of a police officer sitting in an emergency room. And he's got slashes. The guy carved him up. And he was this scumbag who knifed this guy was trying to make a point. I'm not going to kill you, but I'm going to cut you up. He cut him all in the spots where it wasn't vital arteries or anything like that, but it was just a piece of meat cut. But I've seen other people demonstrating 1, 2, 3 quick strokes under the arm, in between the legs, and you bleed out in 20, 30 seconds. Whereas if you get shot with a bullet, a projectile, and it goes in you and it doesn't hit something vital, you're going to bleed and you're going to hurt and you may pass out and all this kind of stuff, but there's a chance you may not die. But whereas a knife, you get sliced on an artery, 20, 30 seconds later, man, you bleed out.
Yeah.
We got special guest Mark Bora coming on. Maybe he can give us a couple of things about knives.
And remember, the knife is definitely a deadly weapon. So, it is a deadly weapon because it's either a firearm or something that the way that it's constructed, right, is to cause death or serious bodily injury, or in the way that it is used, cause death or serious bodily injury. And a knife falls definitely within the second two, either one of them. I mean, the knife is for cutting. The knife is for slashing. Right? The knife was made to kill things, to defend yourself, to slice meat. And, I mean, all that stuff would be serious bodily injury. And so I think anytime you would be carrying a knife, just remember that you would be invoking the deadly weapon provisions, which are enhancements to everything.
Do you have the
any situation?
Do you have the law handy to read? Because what I'd like to do is maybe if it's not too long, take a paragraph or two to read it specifically what it says, and then list what was contraband before. Again, I know we've already done it, but people are gonna. All this happens all the time. Can I carry this or can I do this after we just explained it? So let's do it one more time. Let's read what it says starting September 1st, and then what was in there that you couldn't carry.
There are several different laws though within this bill, so it's not like we can just read one law to say what it is. But
we got a few minutes. See what you can.
It's
do
several. So under the old law, okay, it was 4601. Okay, and 6 says illegal knife means a knife with a blade over 5 1/2 inches, hand instrument designed to cut or stab another by being thrown, a dagger, including but not limited to a dirk, stiletto, or poignard.
Now, dirk, that's just a...
We talked, yeah.
The like little, a rod, right? Just a poker.
Yeah, yeah. And the bowie knife, the sword, and the spear, okay? Those fall in to what was or still is until September 1st, illegal knives. Okay, after this point, the House Bill 1935 changed this by simply saying that any knives over 5 1/2 inches, anything that would have fallen in within the definition of an illegal knife, now is not illegal. It is legal, but it is a location restricted knife, to mean that you cannot take a knife that is over 5 1/2 inches. Okay.
I got a quick question. This is just one of those things that fall into. Oh, really? That too? Machete. Very utilitarian item that's considered a knife, even though it's called a machete. That yes. falls under this as well.
Yes.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Well, I would think your opinion would be correct.
I mean, we've talked about this. The guys were like, well, how can you? And I've heard stories, and I've actually worked on a couple of cases where, you know, the kid was working on, you know, and these, we live in a more rural community than in most places. And so you have kids that have had machetes. I've worked on a case where a kid got in trouble because he had a machete in his car. And the drug dog supposedly hit on the car. I was like, no, this kid doesn't do any drugs. Well, there must have been some kind of dispute or something, and somebody ratted him, like, you know, not ratted him, but set him up, because when we got there was nothing in his car that was remotely even close to what could be even medicine, much less illegal drugs. And they start searching his car because it's on school premises, and they're reaching under there, and they're finding a machete, and then he gets suspended from school and never been in trouble in his life. So, I mean, you have situations like that, and you're like, man, how can that be? And there's more to it in a case like that, but I think this definitely makes it more fair. You definitely don't have, you're not in a situation where you're going to be committing as bad a felony. You're at least going to have it where it's a Class C. That's what this law also does. If you're a minor and you're possessing it on premises that aren't your own, not under the supervision of a parent or guardian, or and not en route or in your motor vehicle, then you're just going to be a Class C misdemeanor. And it's a Class C. It's a traffic ticket. I think that even if you get charged with a higher felony, it's going to give you the ability to knock it down in a possible negotiation with the state. So,
well, that was perfect timing, Ross, because we're coming to our hard break now. I'll tell you what, this is a great conversation. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you real quick.
Again, my primary office location is here in Cameron. It's 105 East Main Street. That's 105 East Main Street. Big Milk on the side. Can't miss it. My email is Benton. My name, Benton, at Watson.legal. My phone number is 254-605-4140. Thank you, Dan.
It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to meet you here, too.
See you on the other side.
Capilino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron focuses on cases involving personal injury litigation, including asbestos exposure and mesothelioma. At Capilino Dodd Krebs Law Firm, you are never treated like a number. Cases are accepted on a contingency basis, so clients do not have to pay out of their pocket. Contact Capilino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron today. Call 888-MESO-FIRM.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. When calamity strikes, will you be ready? Centex Tactical Gear in Temple has your military surplus equipment, gun accessories, duty gear, first aid supplies, bug out bags, and so much more. Call Centex Tactical Gear at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Centex Tactical has both new and used clothing and equipment to fit your camping, hunting, or prepping needs. Call Centex Tactical in Temple at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
This segment of Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program is being brought to you by Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, LLC. Have you been arrested? Are you in jail and want to get out? Call Twin Pistol Bail Bonds at 254-697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds accepts credit cards and debit cards. Call-ins are also accepted. Conduct your business privately in the Twin Pistol Bail Bonds offices, which are located directly across from the Milam County Sheriff's Office at 707 West 4th Street in Cameron. You're in jail and you want to get out. Let Twin Pistol Bail Bonds help. Call Twin Pistol Bail Bonds now at 254-697-6035 and ask for Dustin Thomas or Lisa Roden. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, 254-697-6035. High Cap Adventure Radio program. Again, it's August 12th, 2017. We're here live still. Thank you, Lord. And we're in our topic of interest section, and we've got a lot of things going on, and a lot of things have happened, and things coming up. Last night was we just got done last night with our round robin competition. And man, we had a lot of people. It was a lot of fun, and a lot of people realized that, hey, under time restraints, under movement, under using new guns, things can happen. A lot of shooters there that were normally on their marks, they were screwing up too, which makes it so great, because you can have a person in our competition who is okay have a great day, and you can have a person that's really good have a bad day. And the person who's not as good as the other can possibly win, which makes it cool because everybody can flounder. I know there was one time when I was doing this competition where I was totally amazed at how bad I shot. I mean, I just totally screwed up the whole competition. And then other days, most of the time, 99% of the time, the bullet groups are in a very tight group. But I do it a lot. And so the round robin, what it does is it brings a lot of people to the table. Everybody brings their own gun. They put them on the booth, and everybody gets to shoot everybody else's gun under a certain time constraint at certain distances while on the move, so on and so forth. Great training, a lot of fun. And next month, I forget the date of it's going to be, but it's going to be the second Friday of every month we have the round robin. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Check out the homepage at the top. There's a link, shows you the rules. You can also go to Aaron's Gunshop YouTube channel and look at some of the videos. Don't forget to go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the Facebook page. Like us on Facebook, and that'll help out a lot. Now, next Friday, or this upcoming Friday, I guess, every third Friday of the month is Ladies' Night. And we had a bunch of ladies there last night having a good time. But this third Friday of the month, it's going to be free range time for the ladies. So come on out. Guys, bring your ladies out. They shoot for free. And guys, yes, I'm going to take your money. August 26th, ladies only self-defense and home invasion seminar. That seminar will go over mindset and philosophy, which is very vital. If you were listening to the early part of the show and you heard the 2-9-1-1 calls, you heard Sharon freaking out, and you heard Donna taking control. Which one do you want to be? Do you want to freak out or do you want to take control? So these seminars are great for mindset and philosophy, gun safety and handling, learning how to reload your weapon, point shooting, which is vital when it comes to self-defense. We'll be going over handgun round robins, great familiarization tool on how to use different guns. Room clearing. We'll go over some student scenarios, live fire shooting drills, special equipment, and nice to have things. A lot of good stuff going on. Also, here's the thing. I don't normally set up too many seminars. I usually set 2 or 3 seminars up in the course of the year. I just happen to have time on the August 26th, so I decided to set it up. It behooves you to sign up for this class, because I probably won't have another one until next year unless people out there call me with groups of 5 or more to set up their own course. I'm setting this one up. So if you're interested, tell everybody, spread the word, give me a call, go to aaronsgunshop.com, sign up on the High Cap Adventure page, and we can get you squared away. And like I said, you can set up your own seminar if you got 5 or more people. Now, I also have with me Mark Boyer, retired Green Beret. And he's going to talk about scholarship funds and ruck marches when it comes to benefit for Second Lieutenant Andrews and Master Sergeant Price. So with me right now, to my left here, is Mark Boyer. Mark, it's good to always have you on the program.
And thank you, Matt. I love being here because you have so much good information. Ross, he is fantastic. We got Chief over here. He's incredible. And we learned so much from your radio show. Thank you. And yeah, this coming Saturday, it's going to be a big, big weekend. Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, there's going to be about 40, 50, hopefully more than that.
Oh, that's great.
People showing up. Some of us have rucksacks, but they're not required. We're going to start off at the pavilion at the Cameron Park, and we're going to hike out towards Denials about 4 miles out, turn around, come back 4 miles, and then about 1 o'clock, we're going to start a memorial service for Master Sergeant Charlie Price. This man, he's incredible. Did 6 tours over there in the sandbox. Insane. And then he was about 1 month short of retiring. He was going to come back and serve his community by becoming a state trooper, I think it was. But this is a man who wants to give to his community. He's a man of good service. So I love him to death. And, of course, Lieutenant Darren Andrews, former teacher and high school coach. I think he was a high school coach. But his family set up a scholarship for him and for the students at Yale High School. And so I was out there raising money for that this week. And we've got so many good patriots, people in this community. Everybody wants to contribute. Everybody knows each other. Everybody cares about each other. And so this was a very successful event. Hopefully we'll see everybody there next Saturday, 8 o'clock. But if not, be there at the 1 o'clock memorial service. We have a guest speaker there for that. But also, on the 19th, it's a crazy day for memorials. And it's a good day to get out and pay respects and honor of our fallen soldiers. One in particular is a Sergeant First Class Daryl Howard, who was killed, unfortunately, in a motorcycle accident about 2 weeks ago. And at 10 o'clock at the Cameron VFW, post 2010... At 10 a.m., we're going to be starting out with barbecue plates at $6. There's going to be tournaments and events happening all day long to raise money to support his family and his memorial service. There's going to be a lot of people there, a lot of activity, and a lot of good food. We also have special musical guests provided by DJ Daniel and John Martinez. There's going to be a free dance going on, and also special guest country singer Bob Yates will be there. So coming out, Cameron, VFW
Post. Bob's going to be there?
Bob's going to be there.
That guy's got a voice on him, man.
He was actually on America's Got Talent, or You Think You Can Sing, one of those reality shows.
Bob!
Yeah!
Way to go, man.
He's a mover and a shaker, and it's all for a great cause. And Cameron is all about great causes. Your radio show's about great causes.
Well, I don't know sometimes. Well, are you still going?
No, I have paused.
You have paused. I wanted to ask you, this is all great stuff, but before, I don't want the clock to run out before I had a chance to ask you this question. Do you have any experience with knives?
Well, yes, actually, and as part of our CEFALIC training, or Special Forces Advanced Urban Combat Training, and I was listening to that show, and it's brilliant, and you brought up a good point. In our combatives or edged weapons training, we realize that a 3-inch knife can cause more damage usually than a large one, or you can be more effective with it because it is smaller, it's less, it's more concealable. You can get in close, whereas you come out with a Bowie knife, somebody's going to take a step back and say, whoa.
Well, that might be good too, you know.
A 3-inch blade, you can just walk up, shake somebody's hand, and then cut the radial artery.
Well, what I'm saying is if...
Bingo, it's done.
Out here in the civilian world, you show this Bowie knife and somebody says, whoa, the story's over, okay?
Well, you've just escalated the whole force right there, the whole threat level.
I know, but that's Penal Code 904, threat is justifiable force. You say, hey, look, I can defend myself if I can, whereas I didn't have to sneak up that little 3-inch blade knife and cut your artery. So maybe they both had their value.
And you gave an excellent example of being threatened. This and the person who's pulling out that Bowie knife, is he approaching you in a threatening way? Or is it your perception that he is threatening you?
Well, when I see a Bowie knife and its blade is shined, I'm like, what the heck is that all about?
This guy's a chowderhead and he's just wanting to show off. You might be within your rights to defend yourself and plug him a couple times.
Yeah, whatever it takes to survive. Okay, we got a couple minutes left. Give me a quick recap on the dates and the location. Hey, are they going to be providing water?
There's going to be an excellent question. Yes, there's going to be water stops all along the route. We do have medical coverage.
Well, that's great. Water stops actually waiting for the people to come up as they're marching?
Right. We throw our rucksack on and we start hiking, right? And you don't have to have your rucksack again, but it is going to be crazy hot. And so you need to be hydrated when you get there. Don't wait until the night before, or don't wait until the day of. Start drinking the night before. Go to the bathroom all night if you have to. But when you start, there's going to be a water point about every half mile out there. And we have safety personnel on the highway to make sure that everybody is safe. On this road march, dress patriotically. Remember what you're there for. And don't just walk for Darren Andrews and for Master Sergeant Charlie Price. Walk for those other fallen soldiers. Some of the soldiers that are still over there right now. Fight for them. Walk for them. Remember them and thank them for... I'm getting emotional.
Well, look, serving your country is so honorable, especially for guys who and gals who give the ultimate sacrifice, and we can't thank them enough. We can't bring them back, but we sure as heck can honor them, and that's what you guys are doing on the 19th. And I think that's pretty cool. You have water stops all the way. Now, can they carry flags if they want?
Absolutely.
That'd be great, too. What about a police escort? They're going to have people watching?
Now, police escort, I'm not sure of, but there will be safety people out there in road guard vests. I know that for a fact. And if anybody has any other questions or would like to support in any way, you can contact a wonderful lady named Bobby Weissman at 254-482-3112. And also, if you have any questions or would like to support the Daryl Howard event at the VFW, call Melissa at 254-295-6222. And thank you.
And Mark will be back later around 11:35. We're going to be going over self-defense in a crowded area. So on the other side of this break, the voice of law enforcement radio program is being brought to you by Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, LLC. Have you been arrested? Are you in jail and want to get out? Call Twin Pistol Bail Bonds at 254-697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds accepts credit cards and debit cards. Call-ins are also accepted. Conduct your business privately in the Twin Pistol Bail Bonds offices, which are located directly across from the Milam County Sheriff's Office at 707 West 4th Street in Cameron. You're in jail and you want to get out. Let Twin Pistol Bail Bonds help. Call Twin Pistol Bail Bonds now at 254-697-6035 and ask for Dustin Thomas or Lisa Roden. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, 254-697-6035.
For sales, service, maintenance, and supplies for motorcycles, ATV, Ford Trackers, and more, stop by Two Wheel Customs, located on Highway 53 in Zopchickville. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Two Wheel Customs offers the best in repairs and maintenance on any make, model, or size of motorcycle. If you're looking to buy or sell your unit, David Trojan and his crew can take all the hassle of paperwork and displaying your motorcycle. If you're looking to buy, Two Wheel Customs always has vehicles on display for purchase. In addition, you can find a store full of varying apparel, everything from boots to helmets, along with a great inventory of accessories for your motorcycle. Give Two Wheel Customs a call at area code 254-760-2250. That's 254-760-2250. Two Wheel Customs, on Highway 53 in Zapchickville.
Now time for the master of manners, the communicator of common sense, and the epitome of encyclopedia, Officer Randy Dixon, the voice of law enforcement.
Good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a great day in Central Texas today. Here we are on the 12th day of August. My goodness, just think, only about 6 more months and we can file our IRS income tax again. Isn't that wonderful? Something to look forward to and something to think of. But just think, we had our first NFL football games last week, and a life is good in America. But today, I thought about a few things. I thought about, what are we going to talk about today? Well, I had planned, because of a request last week, to talk about the stalking issues and what stalking is. And I do plan to do that maybe next week. But today, I looked at kind of what we're going to do and how we're approaching things. You know, today, like I said, is the 12th day of the month. There's only 13 more days, or approximately no more than that, a few more days than that in this month. But on the 1st of September, we're going to have a whole set of new laws. Now, I realize that most of these laws that are going to go into effect in September, you will have absolutely, positively no clue they're going to go into effect, because they don't mean the hill of beans, in all honesty. However, there are a number of laws, of the 700 new laws that go into effect, and that's right, 700 new laws go into effect in Texas on September the 1st. But unfortunately, only about a handful of them are going to affect the everyday normal citizen. Some of them have to do with fiduciary, some of them have to do with licensing and regulations as far as trucks, cars. Most of those things we'll never deal with, we'll never even see about. But there are some that's going to have a direct effect upon us. I'm going to pose a question to y'all. Here you are. You're driving your motor vehicle down the roadway. You come across as the first car of an accident scene. Both cars are totaled, tore up, just mangled. You walk up there and you see one person lying in a car that obviously even a person in a halfway right mind understands, this person needs my help. So do you help them? Do you take the time? Do you risk being sued to try to save this person? Well, a good person, a normal person, will say absolutely, positively. And all, most of you understand that in Texas, for years, we've had the Good Samaritan law that protects you from any kind of criminal offense. But let me pose something to you. Let's say that you come across a car, and there is a 10-month-old child sitting in the car and here in the Texas heat. The doors are locked on the car. Is that child at risk? Well, of course that child's at risk. So what do you do? Well, you and I both know that as a good citizen, as a good person, and as a human being, we're going to break that window out. We're going to get that child out of that car so it doesn't cook in its own fluids. Are you protected to do that in Texas? You're absolutely right, criminally, but not civilly. Well, now you're civilly protected. This Good Samaritan law has been expanded that if you do something to save another person's life and there's an immediate, imminent danger to that person, you're going to save that person. You're not going to be responsible civilly, which is a good thing. Now, another law that's going to affect, and this is one that is one of them, I don't understand this law, but okay. I didn't know we suspended third grades or less kids in Texas, but under state law now, no more kids that are in the third grade or below can be suspended from school, which is a good thing. Now, the next one, the next law that's going to affect us, and I guarantee you this is going to affect every single one of us in some degree, is the no texting and driving law in Texas. Folks, get prepared, get ready. September the 1st, if you pick up that smartphone and you try to text someone or you try to or get a text from someone and you're playing with your phone, you are going to get stopped. You are going to get cited in most jurisdictions. Many of the larger cities have already placed that into effect. If you go to Bryan-College Station, if you go down to the Austin area, the Dallas area, most of those cities already have a text ban in place. But it's going to be universal in Texas, and by golly, it's about time. And I've often said this before. How many of you have been driving down I-35? You're driving probably the speed limit, 105 miles an hour, and you're trucking on down the highway, and you see this little car that comes up next to you. And here is, I'm going to pick on the young ladies this time, but you see a young lady, obviously in her early 20s. She's got one foot up on the rearview mirror or the outside mirror. She's got her foot cocked up. She's got her good time music going. She's driving down the highway and texting. Is that a danger to you and me? Absolutely. Just be ready, folks. If you text and drive, you're going to get a citation somewhere, sometime. I believe my my cohorts a few minutes ago talked about the carrying the swords or dagger in Texas now. And, you know, you can do that September the 1st. But, folks, let me remind you one thing. Have some common sense. If you're going to carry cross swords on your back, like was said earlier, know where you're at, know why you're doing it for. You know, just because you can don't mean you should. And just remember that. You know, if my dream is to have a Bowie knife. I've always wanted a Bowie knife. Not to carry, just to say I've got a Bowie knife. I'm from Texas. The Alamo was always my favorite movie, and I've always wanted a Bowie knife. But that doesn't mean I'm going to get me a Bowie knife, and I'm going to walk right down the middle of the streets of whatever city with a Bowie knife on. Use a little common sense, folks. The next law that, this is one that I'm really sad that we have to talk about, but it's amnesty for sexual assault witnesses. You know, after all the incidences we've seen at, you know, Baylor University and some other universities around Texas where they've had athletes who have been involved in sexual assault, you know, this is really a good welcome addition to a law in Texas. Oftentimes, many students won't report violence or assault because they're afraid of the repercussions. They're afraid of doing something illegal as well that they might come across. So, you know, what if one of these students who has witnessed something, maybe they were drinking that night, or maybe they had been partaking in some type of illegal drug activity. Well, under the new law, this grants immunity and amnesty to anyone who may have had another issue but is reporting what is being investigated. That is a great law for Texas. Another new law that comes into place, and let me just look down my list here, ride sharing allowed in all of Texas now. I don't know how many of you have used Uber or some of the other Lyft or some of the other ride sharing responsibility vehicles, but in Austin and Houston, they had passed some ordinances that predominantly made it illegal for them to be operating without certain restrictions. That's all been reversed by this new law. So in September the 1st, Uber, Lyft, and the other organization that comes around will have the ability to start providing drives and taxi service for people. This is a good thing. I'd a whole lot rather see somebody pay $10 for an Uber, Lyft than we get a $1,500 DWI put against them. So think about that. It's also cheaper now to carry a gun in Texas. The cost of license fees has been dropped for concealed handgun, or not concealed, but license to carry. Another law, and I'm going to hurry because I also want to go over some stupid laws here in a minute. There's also a new law called David's Law. This is a big one for our children, folks, a really big one for our children's. David's Law criminalizes cyberbullying, which is absolutely an issue across this nation, not just Texas. You know, back when I was chief here and chief in another city, cyberbullying was a thing that we got an absolute weekly complaint on, if not several a week, by parents. You know, there's no place for that. And parents need to step up, and parents need to be the one to teach their kids about the seriousness of it. But if they don't, according to the law, it makes it a Class A misdemeanor to harass or criminally bully or cyberbully anyone under the age of 18 through text, social media, websites, or other means with the intent of causing them to commit suicide or harm themselves. Now think about that. How do you judge that? You know, you need to really think about, folks, when you have your kids and you let your kids get on their phones and you let them have free will and free reign. What I'm telling you is you need to check up on your kids. Kids can be cruel, which also brings us down to another quick law that I'm talking about. There's a new law that's going to go into effect on September 1st. I think it's probably one of the best absolute laws that I have ever seen come across this state. You know, not everybody in this state has money to be able to buy lunches for their kids. The federal government has restricted a lot of the free lunch programs now. They've cut back on a lot of them. But just think a minute. I want you to think about it. A third grade kid or a fourth grade kid going to school and not having lunch, or the parents didn't pay their lunch bill, or they're behind in their lunch bill. So they go through the line just like everybody else does, but a teacher or and hopefully never a teacher and hopefully never a cafeteria worker says, oh, this kid doesn't have money, give him this lunch. And they hand him a sandwich, peanut butter sandwich with a milk in a plain brown bag. Now, you don't think that stigma attaches to the kids? The kids become ridiculed. Folks, that shouldn't ever happen in this state. No kid deserves to be ridiculed. We just talked about a new law called cyberbullying that went into effect. What's the difference? I ask you, and I think I pose that to you. What's the difference? And then the last couple of things, anonymous lottery winners. And if when I win the lottery, yeah, this makes perfect sense. If you're fortunate enough to win the lottery with $1 million or more, you can request to remain anonymous. This starts September 1st. I didn't realize you couldn't before then. But folks, if you win the lottery and you win over $1 million, let me give you my phone number here in a few minutes. I'll be happy to share that with you, and I'll keep it anonymous as well. And last but not least, a couple of more. Effective immediately, and this went into effect already, young children of peace officers, firefighters, and first responders who are injured or killed in the line of duty can attend a state-funded pre-K for free. You know, and there's a lot of things that they've changed about that. And another thing that has been changed also about law enforcement is one that I think everybody needs to understand. Anyone who attacks a, and this is a new law that goes into effect September 1, anyone who attacks a former or, get this, a former or current police officer could be found guilty the same way someone is found guilty of committing a crime because of a person's color, disability, ethnicity, gender, sexual preference, etc. In other words, it has now become a hate crime in Texas to attack a police officer. This is characterized as a hate crime. It also includes intentional damage to the property of former police officers and police officers. It could also fall under firemen, etc. So, folks, think about that. Think about these new laws. Some of them won't make a hill of beans of sense to you. Some of them will never affect you, but there's some that really will. So that's the, I think I got 2 minutes left. That's the new laws that are going into effect. But I want to tell you about a couple of quick laws. If you're in Alaska, and folks, this is serious, serious, serious business here. If you're in Alaska, because clearly Alaska used to throw some very wild parties in the woods, because the state now has a law on the books, and it is a current law, that bans you from giving a beer to a moose. I want to see somebody give a beer to a moose. However, on the same lines, it is not against the law to give a cookie to a mouse or a moose. Secondly, in Arizona, even though they'd love it, you can't feed pigs garbage unless you have a special permit in Arizona, one that needs to be renewed every single January. So really think hard about how much you want to give that hog you own, the crap that comes out of your kitchen. And last but not least, one quick one. In Colorado, since I like to go to Colorado so much, a horse is technically a vehicle. You're not allowed to enjoy a Dale's Pale Ale on horseback.
That's just
not right. Or any house close by that matter.
That's not right.
I know it. So don't drink and drive on a horse, because the horse may not. Never mind, I can't go there. Anyway, I'm out of time, folks. Y'all have a great, great week, and I'll see you next Saturday on the radio.
For sales, service, maintenance, and supplies for our motorcycles, ATV, Ford Trackers, and more, stop by Two Wheel Customs, located on Highway 53 in Zopchickville.
Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Two Wheel Customs offers the best in repairs and maintenance on any make, model, or size of motorcycle. If you're looking to buy or sell your unit, David Trojan and his crew can take all the hassle of paperwork and displaying your motorcycle. If you're looking to buy, Two Wheel Customs always has vehicles on display for purchase. In addition, you can find a store full of varying apparel, everything from boots to helmets, along with a great inventory of accessories for your motorcycle. Give Two Wheel Customs a call at area code 254-760-2250. That's 254-760-2250. Two Wheel Customs on Highway 53 in Zopchickville.
When calamity strikes, will you be ready? Centex Tactical Gear in Temple has your military surplus equipment, gun accessories, duty gear, first aid supplies, bug out bags, and so much more. Call Centex Tactical Gear at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Centex Tactical has both new and used clothing and equipment to fit your camping, hunting, or prepping needs. Call Centex Tactical in Temple at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com.
Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm
in Cameron prides themselves on service, resourcefulness, knowledge of the law, and attention to detail. So if you or a loved one has been injured by someone else's negligence, they can help. Call 888-637-6347 for help today from Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm will work as hard for your family as you do. Call 800-460-0606 for Capolino Dodd Krebs.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Gentlemen, we are back. Today is August 12, 2017, and we're here still alive. Thank goodness. Thank you, Lord. And we are in our product spotlight segment sponsored by ANC Firearms. Give them a call at 254-983-4417. If you want to become part of the show, give us a call here at 254-697-6633 or give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Don't forget to go to the YouTube channel, Aaron's Gun Shop. Become a subscriber, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, like us on Facebook, yada, yada, so on and so on, et cetera, et cetera. Now, with the product spotlight, sponsored by ANC Firearms, it's going to be the Mossberg 930 semi-auto shotgun in 12-gauge. With over 350 million people in this country, there is plenty of room for variety when it comes to what people want in a shotgun. Semi-auto, pump, side-by-side, over and under, bullpup, or now the Mossberg's new Shockwave. Well, today, technically, though, it's not a shotgun, it's a firearm, but whatever. Well, today, the flavor is the Mossberg 930 semi-auto 12-gauge shotgun. And I'm going to read to you a review from shootingillustrated.com. And this says here, this is the review of the Mossberg 930 12-gauge. If you prefer a long arm, conventional wisdom has it pump-action shotguns are the best choice for journeyman homeowners. The shuck-shuck sound of a shotgun shell being chambered is often said to be enough for a criminal to fill his drawers. I saw it work once in grade school when my gun-fearing mother sent a house thief packing by pumping the family's unloaded 16-gauge. I don't know if for a fact he needed an underwear change, but he did drop the crowbar in mid-kitchen door pry, and it remained in our trunk for years, a utilitarian and mobile trophy of sorts. However, the less you have to do with a self-defense firearm, the better, and this is where the Mossberg 930 comes into play and shines. Semi-automatic shotguns function with nearly the same simplicity as a pump and have proven their reliability on the streets and the front lines. More and more, semi-automatic shotguns are finding their way into more homes as a primary defense firearm. The Mossberg 930, the Mossberg 930 SPX 12-gauge shotgun is one such semi, and its firepower is enough to make even veteran shotgunners stand up and pay attention. The Mossberg 930 is Spartan. Its matte black finish is all business, and it can go relatively unnoticed in a corner, behind a door, or underneath the bed. Its polymer stock is ideal for this kind of work, and it's been proven for years in the company's waterfowl hunting versions of the platform. In other words, don't expect the dust bunnies under your bed or unexpected campsite mud bath to jam the action or do any damage. The tang-mounted safety is a familiar configuration for most shotgunners. It's at your thumb tip the moment you shoulder the firearm, minimizing the risk you'll fumble as you try to find it in the dark. Push forward and you're ready to fire. For daytime use, Red shows when in the fire mode. The test gun's safety wasn't as smooth and positive as I've grown accustomed to. Through a weak little break in time, I'm sure it will be. That will remedy the problem. There's no glamour in the sights either. Up front is the LPA sights, M16-style sight with a red fiber optic insert. The business end of any firearm usually takes most of the nocks, which makes the protective wings that rise nearly a half an inch on both sides of the fiber optic element a great addition. The unit is tack welded onto the barrel and is non-adjustable. Because the rear sight is affixed to a beefy Picatinny rail, the front sight rises 1.25 inches above the barrel. It happily survived every bang I subjected to it, and the steel wings on the side shield the fiber optic element from damage. The sight's edges are smooth and angled to preclude hang-ups on fabric, doors, or carpet during presentation. The rear sight, a ghost ring fully adjustable for windage and elevation, is also made by LPA. It, too, has protective walls on either side, again angled and smooth to preclude unexpected hang-ups. If you prefer your home defense shotgun to be topped with an optic or want to adjust the rear sight's position, the receiver-mounted rail makes changing things easy. The Mossberg 930 shotgun chambers both 2¾ and 3-inch 12-gauge shotgun shells. It can handle non-toxic shot shells. Its 18.5-inch barrel comes in cylinder bore and is not threaded to accept choke tubes. Magazine capacity is 7. Considering the shotgun's primary function, it's not much of a drawback. About the only glitzy object on the Mossberg 930 is the chrome ball. This is cool. Check this out. About the only glitzy object on the Mossberg 930 is the chrome ball that protrudes slightly into the front trigger guard when the gun is cocked. In fact, it's the only shiny object I could uncover on the gun until I tore it apart. It, too, is very intuitive and easy to find in the dark. Listen up. Simply push your trigger finger forward within the trigger guard and you'll feel the knob. If a perpetrator comes at you in that instant you're checking the gun status, there's no trigger finger relocation necessary. Just pull back your finger and you're ready if the threat needs to be handled. In other words, you can tell if the gun's loaded by moving your finger forward in the trigger guard and feeling that knob. It's the same thing like on an XD pistol. When there's a round in the chamber indicator pops up. You can rub your finger across the top of it. You feel it, and you know your gun's loaded. Okay, back to the article. The stock comes to the shoulder naturally. Again, the stock comes to the shoulder naturally, and its molded checkering ensures positive purchase, even with wet or sweaty hands. The recoil pad is a little too tacky for my taste, but it's soft enough to tame 3-inch magnums when combined with a shotgun's gas operation. The trigger has some take-up, and a tiny amount of creep is only noticeable if you're working it very slowly. It's fine in its personal defense shotgun, in fact, probably better than most. Let-off weight took me by surprise by even 5 pounds. Recoil was tolerable with all loads tested, and there was no hiccups during my range session or during the extended course beforehand. At 7 yards, using Winchester's 2¾-inch Super X buckshot loads, all 9 of the pellets, double-aught pellets, stayed in a 4¾-inch circle. That's pretty much ideal for home defense purposes, where shots will be quick, up close, and personal. At 20 yards, 4 of the pellets stayed within the same area, widening the pattern you'd expect to get from a cylinder bore. I was also surprised at how tame recoil was when Mossberg 930 digested slugs. ICC Ammo's 2¾-inch, 325-grain lead-free ammunition yielded a 1¾-inch group at 20 yards offhand. Remington's 3-inch rifled slugger load with a 7/8-ounce slug yielded a 1-inch group. And finally, the Mossberg's 930 SPX may not produce that familiar shuck-shuck sound that supposedly makes criminals drop their crowbars and run, but rest assured, sending the receiver home still has a haunting and reassuring ring. After some serious time behind the trigger, this shotgun instills the kind of confidence it takes to protect yourself and your family in time of need. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a hot little shotgun. ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, the owner, Arch Koontz, has been there for a long time, and I've known him for a long time, and he's a good guy, and he's got a great staff. You got Clint, Mike, Dennis. They've got guns, knives, accessories, reloading equipment. A lot of people ask me, can I get powder? Can I get prime? I tell them, go to ANC. They carry that kind of stuff. Their number there is 254-983-4417. They're there now. The shotgun's there now. Call them up. Tell them you want it. Go to my Aaron's Gun Shop Facebook page. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page, and you'll see a picture of Clint holding the shotgun there. Give you an idea what it looks like. The price is right. Don't be going around shopping for a better price. My sponsors support this show. You need to support the sponsors. It's the circle of life. Without sponsors, the show goes off the air. So I need you, the listening audience, to go check out our sponsors' products and services. Support them because they support me. And hopefully I'm doing a good job for you, giving you out some good information, got great guests on, so on and so forth. I get the chief over here, voice of law enforcement. We got all these different aspects. We got Rick Dodd comes on. We've got attorney Benton Ross Watson. Great information. And that doesn't happen without their support, and they can't continue to support without your support. So please make the circle of life happen. Support the sponsors who support the program. And since we're in the product spotlight, ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, the phone number is 254-983-4417. And we were just talking about the Mossberg 930 SPX 12-gauge shotgun. Once again, look at it on my Facebook page at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me an email at aaronsgunshop.com, aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. And or give us a call here at the studio. It's 254-697-6633. If you got any questions based on the show that you've heard so far or something from previous shows, you can always check out our past shows on our podcast on Podbean or iTunes. You can go become a subscriber to the Aaron's YouTube channel, and you can like us on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. So when we come back, we will go through a small break of commercials, and when we come back, I'm going to have my special guest on here, retired Green Beret Mark Boer, and we're going to be talking about self-defense in a crowded area. See you on the other side.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721, or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. When calamity strikes, will you be ready? Sentex Tactical Gear in Temple has your military surplus equipment, gun accessories, duty gear, first aid supplies, bug out bags, and so much more. Call Sentex Tactical Gear at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at SentexTacticalGear.com. Sentex Tactical has both new and used clothing and equipment to fit your camping, hunting, or prepping needs. Call Sentex Tactical in Temple at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at SentexTacticalGear.com.
Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm focuses on cases involving asbestos exposure, mesothelioma, birth trauma, defective products, and injury and death resulting from car and truck wrecks. Call the tough, experienced injury attorneys at Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron. Call 888-MESO-FIRM or 254-697-4965.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, it's August 12, 2017. We're winding down with the last 37 minutes or so of the show. And with me, sitting to my left again, good friend, brother, retired Green Beret, Mark Bohr. Mark, say hi again, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There you go.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. This is always good.
And you're here for a very special reason, Mark. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you recap? He was here earlier on the, I don't know, another segment ago. I can't remember. My brain's fried. Tell everybody why you were here earlier about the Rucksack March, and then we'll get into this.
All right. This weekend is going to be a very exciting weekend because we've got three people that we want to memorialize and remember. And starting at 8 o'clock on the 19th, next Saturday, 8 o'clock, everybody's going to link up at the Cameron Park, and we are going to go on an 8-mile ruck march. And rucksacks are optional. And this is to memorialize Master Sergeant Charles Price III, and also Lieutenant Darren Andrews, who were both killed over in Afghanistan. Now, these guys are all about service to community, service to their fellow man. Darren was a school teacher and a football coach. Charles Price, he was unfortunately killed a month short of retiring, where he was going to serve his community as a state trooper. So on Saturday, 8 o'clock, we're going to do our ruck march. We're going to come back, drink a lot of water, and then at 1 o'clock, we have an actual memorial service with a guest speaker, Earl Granville. This guy is amazing. He had his leg blown off over in Zormat, another province in Afghanistan. Now he's doing Boston Marathons. We got a picture of him right here
carrying
somebody across the finish line at the last Boston Marathon. The guy's amazing. So now he goes around to disabled veterans' homes and things, and he gives him motivation. He's a spokesperson for Oscar Mike, which means on the move. There ain't nothing we can't handle. And he drives that point home.
You know what I've noticed? I've noticed men and women who have been unfortunate and gotten parts blown off doing their service. It has been, I don't know, I get this impression, it's been so much more accepted. It was, people were awkward. They were afraid to look at people because they didn't know how to respond. But that's the impression I got. Somebody had a fake leg. Now it's like, it's no big deal. That's so cool that these people move on, even though they've got parts of their body missing and they've got, what do you call it?
A prosthetic?
Thank you. Prosthetic device. It's like they just overcome the challenge and move on. I think it's cool.
When I was recovering from cancer, I thought I was a hard charger. And my wife and I and some other friends went to do a Tough Mudder exercise, where it's an obstacle course over 12 miles. It's pretty hardcore. And in front of me, as I'm sucking wind, there's a guy up there, double amputee. And he's got prosthetics, and he is tracking hard. He is, like, buffed out. He's an inspiration.
Who's that guy who won a track race and then ended up killing his wife with the two fake legs?
Proteus.
Even he could do
no,
it.
No, that was general. It's pretty damn good.
I'm only bringing it up because it was amazing. Here he is.
South Africa.
Okay.
Go figure.
But you can do so much with these prosthetics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is amazing.
All right. Last bit of information on this and we'll move on.
Well, we also have a VFW event where we're memorializing Daryl Howard. We've got a big fundraiser going over there starting at 10 o'clock. We got $6 barbecue plates going on and activities all day long over there. We got musical special guest Bob Yates and other music provided by Dan and John Martinez. And if anybody wants information for that, you can call Melissa at 254-295-6222 or Tom at 254-627-0179. That's going to be a party that is happening all day Saturday.
I want to say again, Bob Yates, fantastic voice. Go listen to him. It's great.
As soon as I'm done with the ruck march, I'm heading straight over there for a good sandwich and a lot of beer.
Sounds good.
Amen.
All right, I got you on here because I like to have you on a lot because you're a plethora of information.
I'm old and I'm experienced.
You're experienced. There's some cherries out there in uniform who, you know, they wear the uniform and they kind of like smack you down because they think you might be out of uniform. I'm going in a place I shouldn't go.
Well, you're going to bring up Stolen Valor, and I appreciate that. I hate Stolen Valor. And for those people who don't understand, there's a lot of morons in this world who don't have a life, and so they want to steal valor from other soldiers. So they'll walk around a shopping mall or an airport wearing a uniform. They're looking for attention, wanting people like, good people, like here in Cameron and Milam County and all around Texas, to come up and shake their hand and say, oh, thank you for your service. Well, you know, those guys it's against the law. It's a federal offense to do that, to wear medals and things, and it's prosecuting. I mean, people are getting prosecuted for that a lot now. But recently, while I was fundraising for Darren Andrews Scholarship, I was in uniform to attract attention, and I was in my real combat uniform that I wore in Afghanistan. My sleeves were rolled up. I wore a combat patch that we wore over there as a representative of the Combined Special Operations Task Force, and it's only given to those guys operating in the task force. So we wore those, and when I was out there on the bush doing ops, we were wearing Desert Tiger stripes. So uniform is relative to the situation.
Look, I'm going to say it so you don't have to.
Okay.
For all you cherries in there out there wearing a uniform and questioning a guy like this, you need to suck it up and shut up, okay? I was informed No, I'm sorry, dude. I got fired up when you're telling me this story. There's some people out there, their ears, they're still green, they're wet, the whole works. They just need to shut up and respect your seniors. Anyway, well, let's move on.
Right.
We're here.
And also, if you haven't been in the box yet, keep your mouth shut and learn from those other guys.
Okay, there you go. All right, now it's been said. I've got you on here, Mark, because I was doing some reading and some training and all this kind of stuff, and something hit me through the reading and the training, and that is, you know, you're always training, not you, but people train under environments that hopefully they can best replicate. If you come up with a topic, you try to replicate the topic of stress or danger. Well, it's never going to be a perfect world out there. You're going to be in a position of danger, most likely in the worst condition you can think of. And one of the worst conditions I can think of, even though some of you might think it's a good thing to have a lot of people around, but defending yourself in a crowded area, let's say with a handgun, I'm a license to carry. I have to defend myself because I feel I'm going down the line and the sand has been crossed. I have to defend myself, but I'm within the confines of a lot of people. So I wanted to bring you on because I know you've got a lot of experience in this, and maybe you can apply your military aspect and put it into a civilian term so people can relate to this.
Well, thank you. And you set an excellent stage there. And you said something very important. We're going to be thinking about we're carrying a weapon. If you're carrying a weapon, people, you need to be responsible and trained with the weapon. It's not just a hood ornament. It's not an accessory for your business.
But it would be one hell of a hood ornament, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would.
Okay.
Yes. I'm surprised you don't have
one. You just gave me a thought.
But,
but
seriously,
I am patent it, market
that weapon,
it. Okay.
Have the mental mindset that you're going to have to use it. Don't carry it and then at the last minute panic, be unsure of yourself, and then just accidentally hand the weapon over to your opponent. You have to have the right mindset. You also have to realize that these are real and viable situations. And for an example, 2007, we had the Blackwater Boys over in Baghdad. I was over there doing protection work for Newsweek and Wall Street Journal when this happened. The Blackwater guys, of course, they're in a military environment, and they're driving through a crowd. Some of the terrorists were holding people in front of themselves and then shooting from behind them towards the Blackwater guys. Well, professionals are trained to just get off the X. We need to get out of the kill zone and move out and draw fire. We don't shoot into a crowd. These were obviously amateurs. And Blackwater, they have saved so many lives over in Baghdad and elsewhere. I love Blackwater. But they were getting so many contracts that they had to lower their standards to let every chucklehead come in, whether they just got out of a police academy or whatever. Long story short on that one, they shot into a crowd when they didn't have to. They could have just got off the X and moved out. In 2016, Omar Mateen in Orlando, Florida, got to read this, 29-year-old, killed 49 people and wounded 58 others in a terrorist hate crime attack inside a Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. He was shot and killed by Orlando Police Department officers, get this, 3 hours later during the standoff. 3 hours. Now, if we had somebody inside there, if one of those 49 or 58 people had been carrying a weapon and they had the proper training and the proper mindset, they could have eliminated that threat and saved lives. They didn't have to worry about cops negotiating for 3 hours.
You know, somebody's going to say something against about what I'm about to say, and that is, it ain't that difficult.
It's not. It's being responsible.
It's not that difficult to take out these bad guys. If you're trained, if you've got your faculties with you, your mindset, and you've got some capability with your handgun, in a dark nightclub, taking cover, waiting for the opportunity, you take the shot. I just don't get these people, how they stand in the headlights and just blink and not know what to do.
They are not mentally prepared, and they are full of self-doubt and lack of confidence. And also, that was also the deadliest terrorist attack in the United States since the September 11 attacks. One person with a proper mindset and a handgun would have resolved that situation. Also, 2015, nearly 100 dead in the Bataclan Paris concert terrorist attack. Of course, that's France, so who's going to carry a gun there?
Don't they give them up to the invading forces?
Comme ça va, mon ami? 2013, the Aurora, Colorado movie theater. This is from an officer there. There was so much blood, the theater floor had become slippery. Bodies with horrific injuries and the eerie sound of cell phones ringing over and over again. One person, properly trained with the proper mindset, could have resolved that situation.
So who do you blame on this? What is it? Is it these corporate entities that don't want to pay insurance policies? Or what is it? It drives me batty. What is your hang-up, people, you business owners, you corporations with the gun deal? I mean, what is your freaking problem?
Well, insurance and paperwork and liability. It's not a profitable situation, and it all comes down to profit and money. It's the same thing with war. It's profit and money. What have we accomplished over...
Don't get me started, dude. Stay to the notes. Stick to the notes.
Folks, I hate the war, but I love the troops.
Absolutely, okay? Man. Absolutely.
All right, so... We avoid these situations if at all possible. But if it's unavoidable, a good friend of mine, a mentor, a leader, one of the most honorable men I've ever worked for, when I was with a Special Forces Command on the staff there, I worked for a man named General Jerry Boykin.
Oh, yeah.
This man is a god, a former Delta Force commander, Special Forces commander of all the Special Forces. And he said, Mark, never be afraid to charge the guns, but you have to be mentally prepared. And so, amongst beatdowns that he gave me constantly, he always drove that point home. You don't carry a weapon unless you're prepared to use it in the worst possible environment. And so, that requires proper training.
I've noticed this, too. When you start worrying about getting hurt, guess what? You get hurt.
Absolutely.
It's weird how that happens.
You hesitate.
You hesitate. You make stupid moves. Just go with your training, and your training usually can get you through, usually.
When you hesitate, you die. Or you cause other people to die.
Well, there's another expression, too. It's like those move and live. I'm killing. I'm slaughtering. Move and live as compared to just standing your ground because you can't hit what's on the move, usually. Yeah. You can't hit what you can't. Anyway, I'm sidetracking you.
Is that like the run and shoot is more effective than the run and fall down?
Trey, we love you. Hey, we've got about 5 minutes left here, so I'm going to shoot down through this real fast. If you're not properly trained... Don't do it, Rambo.
Just
get the heck out of there and leave it to the professionals, the people that are trained or have the proper mindset.
I want to go back to that, though. If you got a license to carry... Look, if you go to my Facebook page, there was a woman who took my course, my ladies-only course, a couple of years ago, and she wrote a comment. And I read it, and I'm thinking, wow. I was, like, humbled because she got so much out of it. And it was basically this. You know, the license to carry class, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, is a joke. It's a literal joke. I'm up there, like, whatever. I'm going to be teaching you guys just enough to get yourself killed, probably, because I'm limited on the time. I got to do it in 5.5 hours. It used to be almost 15-hour class. So if you're going to get a license to carry, and you're going to think you're one of these wannabes because you got a license and a gun, everything's going to be okay, you need to wake up. If you're going to carry, you better know what you're doing. And if you want to know what you're doing, you need to come see me or somebody else who knows what they're doing. I mean, it's better if you come to me, but if there's somebody else, whatever. As long as they know what they're talking about. And I don't want this crap where it's like, well, the computer says this and it's, what's the thing on what do you call those? Oh, the computer. They're teaching you by computer. What's it? PowerPoints. I hate PowerPoints. People who teach by PowerPoints cannot teach on their own. They need assistance.
PowerPoint doesn't bleed, folks.
That's it. Anyway, go ahead. I get excited here.
Okay. Yeah. So leave it to the professionals. But if you are trained, if you are mentally and physically able, execute with extreme prejudice and commitment. Once you move, you are committed. So do it. And here's a few things that you have to consider. Okay, folks, write this down. Quick target analysis, 100%, and it has to be split second. And obviously, if you're mentally prepared, you're already doing this. So who has the weapon and presents the biggest mass casualty producing threat? Sometimes these guys operate in teams, so you have to be looking not only for the primary gunner, but for his assistants. Is there more than one target? If it's not, and these targets, they're not humans anymore. They're just targets with a face. You have to get out of the idea that this is a human being and that you're killing a human being. You are instantaneously eliminating the threat. Colonel Rex Applegate once said that once entering the room, you eliminate the first target who moves. They have already started to mentally take action, and therefore they have become your biggest threat. And go to where the action is, on the move. It's because you go to where the action is, but be careful of their overwatch team. Again, you might be moving in, closing the threat, onto the threat, to eliminate the threat, but he has somebody watching him. So keep constantly scan.
Now, he's taking this off of military terms, but it can be applied easily to civilian terms because a bad kite comes in. Most of the time, it comes in twos or threes.
If there's a convenience store holdup, it's not a movie theater. It's not a big opera house or anything. It's a convenience store. You might have six people in there. But that guy probably has a guy in a car waiting. All right? So be aware. If they see in the car that you're moving against their partner, they may come in and engage you. So always be aware of secondary threats.
And here's another thing, too. You must decide what the line is in the sand. And a lot of them, it comes to body language, too. I'm teaching this a lot in my class. I'll give two different scenarios. And one scenario is the guy comes in and says, hey, man, give me the money real quick, put it in the bag. And you could tell he just wants to race out of there. You're like, okay, just give it to him, let him go. Then there's another one where the guy comes in, he's real slow, he doesn't care, the camera's on him, he's pointing the gun around, he's like, give me a pack of smokes, put some money in here, the gun's pointed at him. And if you're somebody behind the bean and weenie section seeing this, you're saying to yourself, this guy doesn't care, so now it just escalated it big time. You better be proficient with that handgun and your mental faculties. Go ahead.
That's where God made the triple tap. And then know your backstops. Be aware of what's behind the person. If you're lining your shot up, you don't want to make sure that convenience store clerk is directly behind him. Know your angles and what is behind you, because as soon as you engage the threat, he's going to engage you. So be sure that you have a clean backstop behind you. Always move. Constantly move. Don't be that stationary target.
Well, I was mentioning that before, yeah.
Yeah. And when targets are illuminated.
Yeah, but if you're on the move, you better have the capability of shooting on the move with accuracy. And that's what we teach in our seminars, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. When the targets are illuminated, assess and secure and safeguard. Or, I wrote eliminated. I meant eliminated. When he's down on the ground, you remove the weapon from the casualty in case he's faking it, right? Secure the weapon. Secure the scene. Assess for casualties. Maybe somebody's wounded. Immediately call 911. Let them know that you are a friendly. Identify yourself so when they come into the convenience store, they don't shoot you, which has happened before.
Yes.
And that's part of identifying yourself, and I have paused.
Yeah, well, that's great information.
My God, let's get out to the range, people. Let's go to the range. Let's go to these seminars and train.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to look yourself in the mirror. Seriously, if you're thinking about carrying a gun for self-defense or home defense, if you're not even getting a license, but you're going to have this gun, you go to the store to buy a gun for home defense, and you don't practice or learn or get your mindset right, don't even buy it. Go buy yourself. Spend that money on a package of movie tickets, okay? Because that's all it's good for. If you go and buy a gun and think just because you got a gun, you're good to go now, you are kidding yourself. Because when the adrenaline pumps, those five fingers you have on each hand, they turn into three on each hand. You start fumbling. I know. I'm extremely experienced, and I can fumble under stress. And if that's the case, I know for sure you can. And we can help eliminate that by training you with basic concept ideas that you can take home and practice every day and get better and better and better. We got a ladies' seminar on August 26th. That's a Saturday. It's all day long. Go to aaronsgunshop.com on the High Cap Adventure page, and you'll see the flyer. I believe it's the one on the top right. You can click on that or give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com or give us a call. We'll get you lined up. If you got a group of five or more, let me know. We can set up a class date for you. Mark, do you want to finalize with anything before we go to break?
The only thing I want to add to this is, folks, if you can, avoid the situation at all possible. You want to get out of this thing safe. Everybody wants to get out of it safe. But if it's unavoidable, you have to execute with extreme prejudice.
There you go.
And commitment.
There you go. The three A's. Acknowledge the threat. Avoid it if at all possible. I'm sorry. Be aware of your surroundings and avoid it if at all possible. Trey, let's take a 1 minute break. Mark, thank you very much for coming on the show. Hang tight for a little bit. And we'll see you on the other side about a 1 minute break. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. We got about 6 minutes left, and we just got done talking with a good friend, Mark Boyer, retired Green Beret, about protecting yourself in a crowd. And this kind of relates. I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. And because people ask me a lot, what kind of ammunition to use? What kind of self-defense ammunition do you use? And they're showing me all these different types of hollow points, okay? So what kind of self-defense ammo do you use and why, they ask me. I used to use hollow points, but being in the business that I'm in and having an indoor range, I get to see thousands and thousands and thousands of rounds. And out of those thousands and thousands and thousands of rounds, I see hundreds and hundreds of hollow point ammunition bullets that don't do what they were supposed to do. And people will say, well, it's because you're in a range. No, I don't care. It's supposed to do what it's supposed to do. And what it does, a lot of them, is nothing. You get all these high dollar, expensive hollow point shockwave or whatever they call them.
Hydroshocks.
They don't open up, and I got a box full of them. And I'm saying to myself, I cannot deal with this. I must not have ammunition that opens up when it wants to open up. So, and the other problem with hollow point ammunition is, depending on the type of gun that you have and the year it's made, how old it is, older guns will have machining marks in them. Some will. Let's use an old style 1911 of some time ago when it's not as polished out of the box, okay? You're going to have some machining marks in it. If you get a hollow point, and there's different types of hollow points. There's hollow points that look very cone-shaped, which have a very sharp edge. And then there's hollow points that have more of a curved edge to it, but it still can potentially cause a problem. As it's being stripped off the magazine follower, those edges can catch on one of those machining marks and cause a malfunction. Because the gun was basically designed for a full metal jacketed round. And what a full metal jacketed round is a basic cartridge that's got the round nose to it, copper jacketed, the whole works. It's very slick. It's got a great little radius to it, so when it goes up the feed ramp, it feeds very nicely. But when you start using hollow point ammunition, sometimes it catches on it, and then the other factor is, seeing how many of these rounds don't open up, it makes me a little nervous. So, I was introduced by a customer of mine some many years ago about Powerball. Now, I'm not saying Powerball is the savior of the world. I'm saying it works for me. It's proven. I promote it. I believe in it. I trust it. And here's why. Powerball, I'm looking at my 9mm box here. It's 9mm Luger plus P. It's a 100 grain Powerball. Let's talk about basic full metal jacketed 9mm ammunition. In most cases, it's 115 grains. This one is 100 grains. Because it's a hollow point and not a solid mass, you lose some grain. It went from 115 to 100 grain. But it's a plus P, got a little bit more velocity to it. But here's why I like it. The Powerball is a hollow point. Inside of the hollow point is some type of synthetic ball. And what happens is when you put the synthetic ball inside the hollow point, it causes the hollow point to get a full metal jacketed profile. It's got the same profile as a regular full metal jacketed bullet, which means it's going to feed up the ramp every time. Doesn't matter if it's got machine marks or not, if it's a polished, whatever. It's just like a full metal jacketed round. The other thing is when I fire it and the bullet hits its designated target, the synthetic ball pushes inside of the hollow point and it causes the outside edges of the hollow point to expand outwardly, giving you a mushroom effect every time the round is fired. A Hydroshock round, and I'm probably not going to have this on video. I may have it on video. But when they work great. The problem is the hundreds and hundreds of rounds that don't work scare me. I'm willing to take off a little bit of grain as long as I know that every shot is going to do what it's supposed to do, and that is to open up So when it hits you, it gives you the most knockdown effect and does not over-penetrate and go through the person or target, designated target. So if you want to check it out, actually, ANC Firearms got these too. Power balls. Power ball. Call them up. They've got 9mm, 40, 45s, 380s. Great ammo. Check it out. And you don't lose much grainage, but it's consistently works all the time. I've done it in many different mediums, and it opens up and does the same thing every time I shoot it. So when people ask me, what do I use? I use Powerball for self-defense, and that those are the reasons why. Now, Trey, how much time I got?
About
30 seconds. 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you how much of a pleasure it is to speak to you every week. Please, please support our sponsors. If there's any sponsors out there, potential sponsors who want to become part of the program, give me a call. Give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Love to talk to you and get you squared away on the program here. Don't forget, we're replayed again on KRXT 98.5 FM in Rockdale. And until next week, keep your powder dry and God bless.
CBS News. I'm Bill Rakoff. A planned protest by white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia, resulting in fighting with counter-protests and police moving in.
Or you will be arrested.
This is what it sounded like a short time ago in downtown Charlottesville. CBS's Paula Reed has the latest from the protest.
The police and the National Guard have arrived here at Emancipation Park, and they have evacuated the entire protest. Just about 30 minutes ago, there were over 1,000 people here in this park, but there were no police to be seen. The police had actually declared the situation unsafe.